A new report by St John-based social planning organisation, the Human Development Council, explores the intersection of disability and poverty. Using 2023's Canadian Survey on Disability with data from 2017 to 2022 and the 2021 census, the report found that those with disabilities are faced with significant economic disadvantages and are disproportionately affected by poverty. The report shows that New Brunswick was the province with the sharpest increase in the rate of disability, and part of Uptown St. John has the highest low-income rate for those with disabilities in any area of the province's three main cities. Jake Reed, Executive Director of Inclusion NB, an agency that works with and supports those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the report and the organisation's perspective on its findings. Reed spoke about the barriers facing those with disabilities in St. John and the province as a whole, and how the issue of poverty amongst those with disabilities might be addressed.
Thanks to the Human Development Council for producing this report. It really shines a spotlight on something that is well known within the community of people who have disabilities and their family members and those who work and support people with disabilities. But, you know, these kind of jarring statistics might not be something that people in the general community may be aware of. And I think it's important to raise these things and talk about them. I think the reality is that people with disabilities face persistent and systemic barriers to employment. And that can be one thing that can lead to poverty and deep poverty. About 70% of people with an intellectual or developmental disability are either unemployed or underemployed. And we know it's not due to a lack of ability of people who live with a disability to be able to work. It's due to misconceptions about disability. It's about things like ableism in hiring practices. It's about structural issues that we have, like limited access to things like public transportation. It's about adequate skill building and the misconceptions that maybe they're not able to work. It's about ensuring that people with disabilities graduate from high school on time with their non-disabled peers. It's about access to affordable, accessible housing. There's a lot that goes into it, but it can come down to employment, because employment is how we pay our bills. And if you're not employed in a good job, or you don't have a job at all, then obviously that can lend itself to poverty. If you don't have work, of course, there are assistance programs. While we have the highest rates of disability, and this was in the report, we have the lowest assistance rates in the country. And so that is an incredible gap that lends itself to issues of poverty.
I wanted to ask a little bit about the barriers that are present in New Brunswick specifically, and St. John itself.
Well, I think that I would say that people living with intellectual and developmental disabilities, you know, sometimes that may seem like a bit of a hidden disability, or might call it an invisible disability. And I think that it can be especially challenging for people who don't have a disability that's very prominent, for instance. And there's also, as I said, a misconception that they may not be able to work. Or they may not be able to handle their own finances, or they may not be able to live on their own. It's not just about people with a disability do not want a hand out. They want a leg up, and they want assistance. And, you know, we need to put the support in place in order to really make a significant difference. We need to consider not just policy initiatives from government. We need to consider what we want to do as a society and what we want to do in our communities. Many, many organizations have, for instance, diversity, equity, inclusion policies, but a minuscule amount of them recognize disability within those policies. And in order to truly live them and to become an inclusive employer, they may want to look at those policies and say, what do we do for people with disabilities, and how can we incorporate them, you know, into our workforce, for instance? And when it comes to St. John, I mean, we're talking about a major urban center. And one might think that because there is access to some public transportation, it may be a little easier, but actually it can be a little bit more difficult trying to get from one side of the city to the other side of the city, for instance, when it comes to transportation. Housing is a concern in the urban centers because it's more costly, and trying to find accessible housing, but also inclusive housing. Housing that's in the community where everybody else is living who may or may not have a disability. That's being truly inclusive, mixed income housing, and not you have to live in this special area or this special region. So we have a lot to accomplish. There are some good things that are happening. There's a new federal disability benefit, for instance, called the Canada Disability Benefit, that's just come along. It is not nearly to the degree that is required to assist people and truly lift them out of poverty. We know that the provincial government is also talking about a livable wage, a guaranteed livable wage for people with a disability. But these are also discussions that we've had for many, many years. And, we've sat around tables for decades talking about these things. So we need to see concrete actions that assist people so they can help themselves and be fully contributing members of society.
We know we have an aging population, and disability is one of those things that most, if not all of us, will face at some point. And yet we often don't like to talk about it. So I'm kind of wondering how those public attitudes might feed into a kind of reluctance to deal with these things within government and societal context in general.
We have to recognize that I'm sure we're in a better place than we were, say, 25, 30, 50, 60 years ago. Things do improve, but they improve at a glacial pace sometimes. And we really need to reflect on what kind of society we want to be. The things that persist are real ableist attitudes about a person living with a disability and whether they're able to take care of themselves, whether they're able to work. All things that can be worked on. These are skill development things that lots of people with disabilities, including intellectual disabilities, can learn and can be very good at. So we really need to reflect as society about what that means and how do we support some of our most vulnerable in the society. And these same discussions happen when we talk about an aging population, for instance, and how we treat our elderly. So, this is a population who requires the support of the entire population. And so we need to reflect on those things and do better.
More information about Inclusion NB can be found at inclusionnb.ca, and the Human Development Council's report can be found at sjhdc.ca. This is Ioneco for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.